Welcome to the very first edition of the Emergency Podcast, episode of the Big Blue Groove Giants Podcast. Sean and Joe with you on a Monday afternoon for what was just a crazy, crazy start to the week. A day that started with Saquon going to Philly and ends with Brian Burns. Yes, Brian Burns, the superstar defensive end, linebacker hybrid from the Carolina Panthers, comes over in exchange for a second and a fifth, already signed for the next half decade. Some other moves as well. We bring in two offensive guards. One can also play some tackle as well, as you were mentioning earlier. Devin Singletary as well is also a member of the New York Giants. And obviously the other big news, Saquon Barkley is headed to Philadelphia. Joe, brother, how the hell are you?
Dude, what a whirlwind, man. I mean, when I woke up this morning, I saw DeAndre Swift sign for 8.5 per, and I was like, ooh, we're going to be in for a weird day. But if you told me that we're going to go from Saquon signing with Philly to the Giants then trading for Burns, like the emotional roller coaster that we've been on today is just fucking unbelievable. But I got to tell you, I'm feeling good, dude. I'm feeling good. And I know the whole Saquon thing, that's pretty much the biggest reason why we're having this emergency podcast, because we both kind of anticipated he'd be leaving. But Philly?
Fucking
A. Crazy. But honestly, I think the day is darkest just before the dawn, as they say, you know? And I think that Saquon leaving is a tough moment in Giants history. But goddamn, did the Giants make some good moves today? And I think we're setting ourselves up real good for the future. I can't lie. This is a good day. I can't look at it as anything but.
Dude, I mean, this Brian Burns news comes like what, 7 minutes before we jump on and start recording? Happened. I was going to come on here and rip Joe Shane, man. I've supported Joe Shane. You know, I've come out and said I've had the utmost confidence in Joe Shane. The Saquon Barkley, like, news, just the way he handled the whole thing has been a shit show from day one. We picked Daniel Jones over Saquon Barkley. We mismanaged it all season long. I wasn't a fan of personally getting rid of him in the regular season and trading for assets. You and I were, you know, win every game kind of guys.
Yep.
Then he goes to Philly. I'm fucking pissed. I'm happy he gets paid. He got overpaid, by the way, but we knew that
overpaid.
An insane amount. I'm fucking pissed that it's Philadelphia. I mean, literally the worst, the only team I really didn't want him going to. Then the news about X, you know, I've been like screaming about X coming back, but when you see the contract he got, man, like $17 million, it's just like, yes, I want X back and he's super important to this defense, but it's just like $17 million. Like, we're not going to do that. We're just going to fucking do that. I'm like panicking a little bit. I'm like, oh my God, like our whole team is fucking falling apart. Like, what the hell? Then Brian Burns drops, and all of a sudden, Joe Shane, who I was about to come onto this podcast and rip, is now my friend again. We're back in the good graces, man, because like you said, brother, today is a good day to be a Giants fan. It wasn't pretty. It did not start out positive, but I mean, literally, as the day wraps up here, as we're approaching 7 o'clock, today is a good day to be a New York Giant fan base. And just seeing, him and Kayvon on that defensive line, I don't have to check the injury report 7 times about Azeez Ojulari playing or not.
Yeah, dude, if you look back at Brian Burns' last 5 seasons, he has played 16, 15, 17, 16, 16 games. I mean, that right there is already a massive upgrade, just that he's going to be on the field consistently for the Giants. 25 years old, every season he's had like at least 8 sacks. But even besides that, like, I'm pumped up about the Brian Burns addition. But to me, the biggest thing today is that the Giants are no longer operating based off emotional reasoning, right? Like, we saw, and I love Eli Manning, but the Eli Manning thing was like drawn out to no end. Like, the guy clearly couldn't play football anymore, and we kept running him out there because we couldn't let it go. The whole Saquon negotiation was starting to look like the same thing, where it's like, we know that this isn't the right decision business-wise, but emotionally, or it's getting caught up in like, well, he means so much to the franchise and he's a good guy and he's whatever. And I agree with all that. And honestly, to the Giants fans today who lost their favorite player and lost the person that they enjoyed watching the most, especially kids growing up, like, I feel for you. I get it. It's tough. It's tough to see somebody like that leave, especially to go to the fucking Eagles. It's not going to be great this year watching him play against us. Let's not discount any of that. But the Giants made the right business decision. Paying Saquon Barkley anything more for them other than like $8 million a year would have been dumb because the Giants, like we've talked about, have a lot of holes to fill and it would have been a misallocation of resources. And he got 13 from the Eagles. It could escalate up to like almost 15. He's now the second highest paid running back in football. It would have been bad business. And I'm so happy to see the Giants making decisions based off business, not based off emotion. That being said, too, again, super pumped about Brian Burns, but bringing in those two guards, guard slash tackle, from the Raiders, that is huge, dude. Huge. The Giants are a significantly better football team today than they were when we woke up this morning. And that is so important. Like, I know Devin Singletary is not going to be as exciting as Saquon. It's going to be weird watching Saquon play for the Eagles. But this Giants offensive line has a chance now to actually be a functional, potentially a strength as a unit. And Brian Burns, Kayvon, Azeez Ojulari, Dexter Lawrence, like that's a very good defensive line. Along with Okereke and Micah McFadden behind them, the Giants now have put themselves in a position where they can draft based on a little bit of a combination of need and best player available, rather than having to stick more to just need because there's so many holes to fill. I am pumped up about today. I really think the Giants made a lot of quality decisions. And I'm looking forward to see what else they do the rest of the week, man. This is good stuff.
100%, man. I mean, think about if you had said today, if I had said, Joe, we're going to lose Saquon and we're not going to pay X $17 million. But in doing that, we are going to gain two starting guards who are both very capable starters on that offensive line. And we're going to have a good running back, you know, a guy that's going to come in. He's going to lower his shoulder. He's going to get to 3 to 4 ugly yards that nobody wants to see. And we're going to get one of the premier defensive ends, linebacker hybrids, whatever you want to call that position, the monster position now. Where would you sign? You would sign up for that in 2 seconds.
Yes,
You are a
100%.
significantly better football team now. And Joe Shane, like I said, it wasn't looking good from the start, but he ended the day, you know, with a win. He ended the day with this team in a better position than the way he woke up this where they were when he woke up this morning. And it's an
110%.
incredible win. And to the Saquon thing, man, we knew we weren't going to pay Saquon. We knew that. I mean, you and I have said that how many times on this podcast for those who listen to us. We knew Saquon Barkley wasn't coming back. We knew and recognized that that was the best business decision for the New York Football Giants. There is risk with every decision. There was always the risk that unfortunately he could go to a team that we don't want him going to, right? That's the risk. But unfortunately, he picks Philly. It is what it is. He got paid. Fuck him for picking Philly. But at the end of the day, man, it was a decision that had to be made for the New York Giants, and there's risk with every decision. He goes to the Eagles. We'll see him twice a year. But other than that, man, we need to be focused about us, the New York Giants, and not about where Saquon Barkley is fucking to go going to play next season. We need to be focused on us and what we're doing, and we got better today.
Yeah, 100, 110%, 110%. And honestly, you know, again, I don't want to discount anything. Like, if Saquon ends up winning a Super Bowl with Philly, I'll be sick to my stomach, right? It's not going to feel good. And I don't want to dismiss the fact, like, that first game when he comes back to MetLife wearing an Eagles uniform and he goes for 200 all-purpose yards and 3 touchdowns, which is inevitable, it's going to suck. I'm going to be sitting front row for it. I know it. It's going to suck. It's going to be right in my face. And I'm going to have to eat it. And that's fine. You know, the thing is, though, that we're going to have to just deal with those lumps because this was the right decision to be made, you know? And again, like, as an emotional, from an emotional perspective, like, I get it. Like, fuck him for going to Philly, you know? Like, you talk about being a Giant for life. It comes out of being a business decision. But, like, you left for Philly. It's gross. It leaves a gross taste in your mouth. You know what I mean? So I'm 100% with that. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, I'm so glad that the Giants did not just pay him the amount of money that the Eagles paid him just for the sake of being like, oh, well, he's our captain. We've got to bring him back, whatever. Like, I'm honestly, and this could be a colored bias, like you get what I'm saying, take from me. I am shocked that the Eagles gave him that contract, honestly, especially because the Eagles had so much success the last few years with a running back by committee because of the strength of their offensive line, that to give Saquon that much money when Hurts' extension is kicking in, they've got AJ Brown on a mega deal. They just lost Kelce to retirement. To me, that was another misallocation of resources. I get the Eagles are going for it, and so they think that this is a way to put them over the top. God bless them. But when I saw that contract, I was like, God damn, dude, really? Like, didn't seem like a great decision. So I am happy that the Giants didn't do it. As you know, I've never really been a huge Saquon guy. I'm a lineman by heart. I always believe in building the line out. So again, I think it's a little bit easier for me today than maybe some other, Giants fans who are enamored with Saquon. But I think that from a football perspective, the Giants are heading in the right direction. And I am now so intrigued to see what happens at six when it comes to draft time.
It's
So intrigued.
crazy how fast like it can change, man. Like now we've already used the sec this the one of our 2 second round picks. Like so, those are gone. One of them are gone. Back to the Saquon thing. The Eagles are just in a different position than we are, right? They can just they're trying to win it now. They're punting on the future. They're just they're trying to win now, and that's why. That's why Saquon Barkley, they overpaid because they're like, hey, we could win a Super Bowl now.
Yeah, exactly. They're in a position where they're like, we feel like we're one piece away, So they're like, fuck it, we'll roll the dice, we'll go for it. And I do think honestly, Saquon is a good fit there, unfortunately. I think especially with the locker room stuff that's happened with them over the last year, having a guy like Saquon in there is probably gonna help them out a lot. But from a football perspective, I'm a little bit on it. And honestly, this could just be the competitor in me, but the moment that I got that news today, I literally was like, oh, game fucking on, dude. Game on. I am ready. I want the Eagles to come back to MetLife, whatever week of the season it's gonna happen, and for us to kick his fucking ass for him. I want to smoke him, dude. I want it so bad. I want them to come in and it to be such an intense crowd at MetLife, and for the first play of the game, for him to get hit so hard in the fucking mouth. Oh, I want it. I want it so bad. I'm ready to go. I think the Giants Eagles rivalry just took another step forward. It's going to be super intense this year. I'm fucking pumped up for it. I think it's going to be really, really fun. And I think the Giants, again, are going to be in a really good spot. I think this year will still probably be a building year, but I think that we're heading, like, and I think that that's part of the reason why I have the perspective on this Saquon situation today is because I could just be a fucking naive fool, but I really think that the Giants are finally actually heading in the right direction.
I think the biggest thing that we're doing, and we're starting to see this with Joe Shane, we're starting to see this with Brian Daboll. Like, we are moving away from this emotion, like the emotions that this giant organization seems to back all of their decisions with. And it starts with John Mara. We talked about this on the last episode. He hangs on to coaches. He hangs on to GMs because there's some like emotional connection. He hires within because it's an emotional hire. We're moving away from that. And for all of you guys who are big Saquon fans, I'm a Saquon fan. I get it. Fuck him for picking the Eagles, but you have to understand that we are making a decision that's not based on emotions. We're making a decision that is best for the New York Football Giants. And yes, it's going to be unfortunate, like you said, to see him play in another uniform, especially Philly. But we're making decisions for the first time in probably a decade without emotion. And for us to do that as New York Giant fans, that is a huge step in the right direction because for the last 10 years, 99% of the decisions we've made are because of our emotions. So that is definitely, a move that we're moving in the right direction. It's great to see. And hopefully, this is the year that we start getting out of this rut that we have just can't seem to get out of, other than that one fluke year where we made the playoffs that we just haven't really been able to get out of since like what, 2016? So I'm excited, man. It was a roller coaster of a day. The Brian
Yeah,
Burns
it
news
really
coming in right before we fucking jump on. It's great to see that Joe Shane is going to hold tight and in these negotiations and say, here's our fucking number. We're not going to overpay. If you don't like the number, go somewhere else. I love it, man. I fucking love it. And I'm going to go to sleep happy tonight.
Me too, dude. And I'm going to leave you with a quick prediction. And you might think I'm crazy for this, but I think you're going to like
I already think you're crazy, but lay it on me.
it. I'm going to go out there on a limb here and say that Devin Singletary has more yards this season than Saquon Barkley.
Boom, book it. Fuck
You
yes.
heard it here first. Revamped Giants offensive line. Devin Singletary is going to get, I mean, I'm probably assuming at least like 80% of the touches, considering his backups. And Matt Breida is still unsigned, so he might not even have a backup. Devin Singletary is going to have more rushing yards, more total yards, I'll say, than Saquon Barkley this year.
You know what I'm looking forward to the most is when I hear and see Eagle fans complain. One in particular, shout out Matt Mann, an Eagle fan, room five. When all of a sudden I hear complaints about Saquon Barkley running east to west and not north and south. I can't wait till I start hearing those complaints about this guy doesn't run with his head down. He goes east to west. He's never, doesn't get those dirty 1 yards, on those short down situations. I can't wait for that. I can't fucking wait for that. And it's a contract you can't get out of for the next 3 years. So best of luck to you guys.
I don't wish injury upon anybody, for the record, but I will also say this: wait till Saquon sprains his ankle week four.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have allocated $14 million or whatever it is this year, and Saquon misses three or four games with another sprained ankle. Again, I don't wish injury upon anybody, but the way that this whole situation worked out, this is a boon for the Giants. This is big. This is big.
Yep. And for all the Giant fans that are listening, it's an emotional day, but Joe and I are trying to tell you, man, it was a good day. It was
It
a
was a
good
good
day.
day.
I know it was an emotional day. Sorry that you guys have all these Saquon Barkley jerseys now that are probably gonna have to get thrown out or whatever.
Tape over it. Put a piece of fucking duct tape over that shit. Write
Whatever you gotta
Singletary
do,
on the
man,
back
it's a
too.
good day. I'll put it right next to my Odell Beckham one. So it's
Yeah.
all good, man. Ryan Burns, I'll buy one of his jerseys, so.
Exactly. No doubt about it, baby. And now we still got 2 more days before free agency even officially starts. So we'll see what happens tomorrow. I'm looking forward to this week now.
We're just getting started. All right. We're just getting started. We're not
We're
here to
pulling
fucking
up,
take
baby.
part. We're here to take over. Let's
No
go.
doubt.
All right. Well, hey, first ever edition of an emergency episode of the podcast. We will try and keep this coming. Obviously, if big news breaks, we'll be here to break it all down. But appreciate everybody out there and let's go big blue.
Let's go, Giants, baby.